Okay, now
we're good. Now you can call. Let's go with me. June 2nd, 2025, 6 p.m. This meeting is being recorded. Call the meeting to order. Are there any additions or deletions?
I have one addition. Ascent Consulting sent a notice to proceed for Rebels, and he wants Mike Bickford to sign that, and then I can send it right back to Matt Young.
Is that just, he has the, okay.
Yep.
Oh, your Staples shop.
Wow. I think I always stapled it.
No.
You don't usually take my copies, you usually print your own.
Yes.
Maybe,
but
maybe
something happened.
And son of the dog.
Dog. Cat. Sorry.
Cat,
sorry.
No. Wendy Hayes.
This is Matt Young's bed here. I'm
That's
thinking.
A notice to proceed for Ruggles Engineering. The 70 whatever figure at the bottom is for Ruggles. We've already paid Matt 14 of his 28.
Right.
I ran up there and he was nowhere to be found. So I went back up today and set a trap, but she showed me pictures and I think it's Hubbard's cat. So I don't think it is mine.
Well, I'll be back here.
I don't know what I'm looking at.
Well, basically, this is Matt's proposals. This was, I believe, this is how I'm reading this. He came up with $28,000.
What?
To help the rest of his project.
No, I was just.
It's an addition.
Engineering
it's a notice
costs
to proceed.
Are here from
notice
Ruggles
to
engineering. I'm assuming that these are Matt's costs broke down for that $28,000.
That should be Ruggles engineering costs.
All the way down through here?
Yep.
Well, I don't have to, does that add up to that already? 14?
Yeah, I would say that's going to be. It's more than 28.
Okay. So that's what we're at right here with Ruggles engineering.
Yeah, I don't think Matt's fees are on this page because he gave us a separate contract. This is just just the levels. Yeah,
that. Huh? That's
it's
what
they're
doing.
Design,
design
thing, yeah.
Permitting.
So that was a pretty good price, actually.
It was. One, did you? Yeah. Did you read that thing?
Yeah.
All right. Sign this anywhere.
I think there's a spot for your signature.
Right above you. Right above. Okay. That's it?
Yep.
make a motion that we approve the minutes from May 5th and the 28th select board meetings.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
So moved. Road report. That's you.
Everything's going along. Fixing some culverts up on the mountain road. Ditching. Falling over them, so they'll stop doing this bullshit.
Yeah.
Kicking them out of the ground. We're going to get some better pressing on falling somewhere out of the window.
What do you, like, blue board type? Foam you're putting on top?
2x4x8 sheets.
Yeah.
Put it down everywhere I've used it. In the past, it took care of the problem.
I can get 3-inch for $73 a sheet, 4x8.
68, I think.
Yeah. That's 3-inch. I can get you a price on 2-inch.
2-inch.
If you want me to. 3-6 is dropped.
Yeah, we should have some here. Right?
How much do you need?
It depends on the situation, you know. It's just, I just wanted to put something in stock in here, so I was down there freaking around, and then we had a computer glitch, and I stood there for 35 minutes while we got that straightened out. There's no reason why we don't have some of this in stock, you know.
The squirrels won't eat it.
RK Miles, did you ask them at all, or?
No, we haven't done anything.
Okay.
I asked Aaron to do Home Depot and Lowe's and see if we can do any better over there.
I'd rather not do business in New Hampshire if we had a choice, but.
Yeah.
Who are you talking to, Mike? Sticks and Stuff?
I deal with Sticks and Stuff a lot. Up in Newport.
Good people.
Yeah.
All right, well, some prices here. We could do better than that, I would hope.
I would think so.
Well, I just wondered if you bought it, if you bought.
A thing of it.
By the bundle, you know, if you got a better, price on it. Only when it comes in 25 sheets, I think.
What do you, what size do you use? 2x4x8?
Yeah.
2" x 4x8, yeah.
Blue board.
It works.
Mm-hmm.
We know
yeah, it
there,
does.
The place I put it is gone away.
Yeah.
Other than that, it's got to degrade a little bit today. We weren't here that long today, so we'll do some more tomorrow. Johnny's off for the week, and then we're going to start back again next week.
Must be nice.
We get a couple colors to change on with the car, and then we get out of those. The weather hasn't been that good for us. Do anything pretty
wet.
Sandy called last week, Thursday.
Truck salesman.
Truck's going to be done early, 1st of August. So he called Michael to make sure everything's going to be, specs are going to be right. Hopefully we get that this fall.
What's the deal with this red truck?
It's getting the flowers. I'm going to trade it and get rid of it, I guess.
Unless we can find the
did
only...
Did they tear it down?
Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah, number 5 cylinder. Everything below the wrist pin is in the bottom. We have overheat codes and over rev codes.
But the overheat codes is something that's been going on since that thing was brand new.
But the over rev is not.
Yeah, how much over rev?
I can, we do. I copy those. I'll copy the code sheets and give them to you.
I'd like to see them.
Yeah, there's like 5 pages of codes in the thing.
Yeah.
But they gave us 7,500, so we let them come and deal with it from this point on unless we stumble across a used engine. But
yeah, like I said, there's some out there for 12 to 14,000 with a warranty. But if you're done changing it, you've got as much to get more in it as worth.
Yeah,
20 plus in it.
Yeah.
So while we're talking about money, I have a question. The checking account is down to like $13,000. I've paid most of the bills on these orders, but I've not paid employees yet. I feel like it's getting pretty squeaky. We could submit the Ascent Consulting $14,000 invoice for reimbursement through that bond bank loan. Should I be doing that to put a little more money in the checking account? Because we're trying to make it to tax time when some money starts coming back in. I still don't know if we'll make it to tax time, but I'd like to see some FEMA reimbursement soon, but you can't really count on it.
Because, there's some stuff that's complete. Like, both the Winterset's jobs should be turned in.
Keith said at that last meeting that they had submitted some of the stuff, right?
Right.
And I think I have something else sitting in my email that's ready for a signature for submission.
There wasn't like there was any defined, we're going to have some money as of something, something.
I don't think FEMA does that. I didn't hear him say. I don't think that they really give it.
Because that's what, just under 250 grand for those two places right there. And that's out of pocket.
Right.
And they've been done for a while. And they'll pass anybody's inspection.
But that's also on loan, so when we get that money back, it should be going back to that loan.
To the loan.
Yeah, that's right, too.
Right.
And I don't think that he submitted anything for that first storm, which we did pay ourselves back for, so there's like...
Yeah, he's not...
53 nothing. Or something that we gave ourselves that we're no longer going to get him reimbursed because he didn't submit anything. He kind of shushed that one aside and started mm-hmm. working on this one.
Yeah. I don't know if he's coming Thursday morning. Do you know? Do you?
I don't know.
Well, if we paid Matt, I don't see why you can't take the 14 from that thing and put it back in our account. When you gave?
I think that's fine.
You gotta have money to operate.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Because it seems as though FEMA is in a state of flux from the standpoint of not sure 100% of their funding sources, but they're also paying for temporary repairs that they started out this whole thing saying they weren't paying for temporary repairs. So, I don't know, maybe Keith should be submitting more stuff.
He just went for the bigger money quicker
yeah.
for the town, is what he said. Mm-hmm. The July second storm was way more money than the first storm. So that's why he was trying to hurry up and get that done. So
right.
And then he was going to go from there.
No, I think that would be fine if you did that.
I also believe, I think the end of June, that second equipment, oh no, that's not even what I, yes it is, the second equipment CD will renew. So that'll be good timing if the truck is delivered in July.
Said first August.
Because we don't want to get hit with fees for penalties for early withdrawal.
No. I have been in contact with this guy here from Peter Welch's office, but and they seem to understand our situation. Mm-hmm. Keith, everybody does.
Keith knew someone had been in contact because he said the state is like really trying to push this along right
so,
now. So I think you're having an effect.
I won't tell you what my original email said, but
I think you did.
But I did stir some. I did ruffle some feathers. But so this guy, I talked to him last Friday, and was it Friday I talked to him? And I told him that we had. Hired a consult. They knew we had a consultant, but I told them we had hired an engineer, and we're going into the next phase. And I told them that I said, I don't know what you people think we should do, but I said the town of Kirby is roughly $3 to $4 million into this project, and I said we can't put it on our taxpayers, and we can't. Bank on FEMA paying us any money. So we need some capital overhead money to use right now. Mm-hmm. And he goes, I agree. And he said, so keep me posted. Let me know where the next phase. So I'm going to call him again tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And tell him that we've already got some stuff submitted.
I would double check with Keith first just to make sure, but I'm pretty sure that's what he said.
So, all right, that's good. But just they call me all the time now, so
perfect.
Okay, signature on financial controls checklist.
So that's like a once a year survey type thing, just to make sure that one person isn't in charge of all the financial stuff. I think it's like a risk survey. So I filled it out, and then I think one of you just needs to sign it. I'm not sure if all three. I don't remember. Didn't look at it today. And then I just send it back to them.
If we have completed repairs why can't he submit them? There's two spots on Red Village Road should have been sent in when they were fucking done.
Well, a lot of it was Leslie sorting invoices and getting everything into that spreadsheet for the damage inventory, because there was like a strict timeline on that damage inventory where they had to know like everything they had. And then once that got done, then I think that they could work on individual projects. It's a whole...
Those two spots, though, they were on the big stone, weren't they? This is what he submitted.
Yeah, they're not even doing anything on the small one right now. They've been on the big one. And he said that the last time he was at the meeting when Matt was here. But, I mean, two projects that are, well, yeah, but it doesn't do anything for our operating capital. Yeah. Sorry.
Budget order and bills.
Can we put that red truck out to bed, or no? As far as getting rid of it?
Try it. Well,
I mean, what are you getting?
Who, two, and how?
We get more out of it doing it that way, do what you got.
I think we can, myself. But
give it a shot.
But you can't, can you put like a reserve on it, or it has to?
Well, we can put a reserve on it, but I don't know if we want to, but.
Well, we got to get 7,500 anyway, otherwise that's the same thing as Charlie Boys.
Right. I don't know if you say reserve and you're going to get a little bid like that. If you know you got to get 75,000.
How would we do that, you know?
It'd have to be in the paper, I think, wouldn't it?
Gotta go beyond the Caledonia Record.
But all the weakest cities and towns might have a spot for stuff like that, but I'm not sure.
That'd be worth checking on something, because I've got to have more exposure than that. You got more tarp stuff coming, John, for the pit, or do you have all that you need, or
what?
Covering the sand in the pit, tarp.
I got a tarp up there. They got another one down in the pad if I need it.
Oh, okay.
They had one last year if I need it.
Say, give me a holler. Get to the point of John's out for the week, right?
Yeah. It's going to be a calm day, that's for sure.
And by who?
Because it's a calm day.
No wind. Oh, calm day. No wind, huh?
A lot lighter than it was the last time I did it.
Yeah? I can believe that.
Excuse me.
That was carbon monoxide detector, and then the fire department.
Oh, okay.
What was it?
Fire department call.
At somebody's.
Yep, her carbon monoxide detector.
Karen Moore.
I think her generator was blown back into her basement. So then the fire went out and checked it for her.
Still haven't seen Bill from Ringling Tire on the truck work. Excuse me, my apologies. Hear any more about the DOT guy running around tagging everybody for?
Been quiet.
Been quiet, huh?
Yeah, I guess they're around, but I haven't heard anything.
Roller's still doing okay?
Ooh.
Roller?
Yeah. Looking good.
How about your eye?
That's real good.
You getting somebody to let it?
Yeah, well, next spring when things are looking. I'm just looking around.
What do you mean next spring?
Before you can get anything done.
Why?
What a performance. Is everybody's booked?
Are you serious? A fucking year?
That's what I'm saying. Costs a yard right there.
We're going to move, try something else tomorrow.
With trucking.
No?
I'm not any better.
Drops or something? Or drops? Or no, they dropped it off?
Cataracts got to
Oh.
Yep, it's banged it. Yep. We're going to do 47 hours.
Shoot.
That's his trucking, that's that sand, and that's the total divided by that, and that come up to run something in there.
Yeah,
I went over Spalding Road Saturday during that fucking
8 minutes.
8 minutes.
I don't know why they didn't lose that whole road again Saturday. There ain't no sitting crown to it whatsoever. No. I was running right down both tire tracks all the way from St. J. Center to the Frosty Pie.
Crazy.
There's $1 million ditches on each side of the road. Ain't no water in them.
All the way down the
road. Right down the middle of the road.
Yep.
I mean, I think they have had trouble with the grader, but I don't think the grader operators.
Mm-mm.
Gotcha. good guy.
Oh, there's not all Warriors.
Yeah, I went from the St. J. Center up the whole.
S&S Auto Truck Parts.
And I got to the top, I go, I ain't even gonna be able to get through this fucking road before I get down there. And it was. My mother used
who's
to
that, John?
On Rod Road.
Oh, yep.
From that truck hill.
S&S.
Yep.
It was just running right down.
Auto the Truck Parts. Road.
And at the bottom, and going in the ditch.
Is that Napa? Yeah. Different. Oh.
Stupid.
Gotcha.
Change your name again.
Yeah. So did that winter sand bill come out sort of where you figured, or
yeah, a little
high?
A little hotter than I thought it'd be.
Nothing out of the
948 a yard with the trucking. What's ain't bad?
How you gonna do it?
Not much, but.
Would have trucked it out of Bone, it would have been there for us, probably.
$10 a yard delivered. $110 a yard delivered.
See, that I paid for roads when you sold.
I mean, I get sand, it's usually $7 a yard.
$7? Yeah, you truck it.
That's what I mean. Mm-hmm. So, we didn't do bad.
Where's your truck coming, Mike?
Oh, I don't know. Turn a flower pot over to McLeod's, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Turn it into a flower pot over to McLeod's, I guess. I try not to think about it because it gets me in an ugly mood.
Sorry I mentioned it.
Well, it must be coming together somewhat, isn't it?
I don't know. Every time I walk in here, you got five people sitting inside, standing inside, and nobody, I don't know, they ain't got no help, dude. I don't know what the deal is.
Well, how many people quit?
I don't know. I know Timmy Doyon got down. He's been with him a long time.
Long time?
But, I don't know.
They bury?
I guess they want money. They'll get it done, right? The way I look at it.
They bury?
Yeah.
Bond down for what?
Interest? That was an interest payment that was due in June on that first loan.
Yeah.
When that's they, right. When they switched the loans around, like they asked if we so wanted to pay that or roll it into the next loan. And I said, it really doesn't matter because either way we pay it. So we did pay it.
You hope.
And your highway miscellaneous is super high right now because $14,000 sent to consultant. So, I mean, some of it is FEMA stuff that will be recovered. It's not all.
Can't believe the little signs that the not planning board, but
blisters.
Yeah. Let's stop in the middle of a friggin' intersection and walk up to the thing foot away from my face.
They have to post it 5 places in town, so they put 2 here, 1 at the Kirby Schoolhouse, 1 on.
I understand, but why can't they post it in something other than typed? Print. It's ridiculous. What the hell's that piece of paper? Stop in the middle of the intersection, walk over.
Most people just blow right by it, John. Well, I think she had the newer listers go out and post most of them, and I told them to stay away from the Brook Road because there's no sense in posting one there right now. You all know about the kickoff meeting Thursday morning at 8:15.
No, yeah. I know of a meeting. I didn't know it was called a kickoff.
It's a kickoff meeting with Matt and Rebels Engineering.
Yeah.
I think they're basically going to discuss your priorities and.
That's what I'm concerned about is priorities.
I don't really know what else to discuss.
Separate document.
What's your concern, Jeff?
Priorities.
Meaning what?
Meaning which ones get designed and put out for construction first. That's all I'm concerned about.
Do we ever want to have that little bit of a meeting now before Thursday morning?
We already have. I thought we all decided that the Brook Road Bridge, or whatever you want to call it, culvert, is first. Second was the one by the town sand pile, bridge-wise. Third, while they were there fixing a bridge, fix the road. Fourth can be the Brook Road itself. Fifth was the culvert, whatever, out at your place. I thought that was... We had pretty much agreed on that. No?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
Well, we discussed it once before, only in the fact that you wanted this bridge thing done first. Not first, but everybody was on the same page to get
the bridge over
Ridge
the
Road Bennett. Open.
The bridge over by the Bennett Road is first.
Yes.
Right.
Second would be to do the bridge by the sand pile.
Correct.
Third, as long as they're right there, now go fix the road where it's fallen into the river. Mm-hmm. Fifth is obviously the one by your place, as it doesn't have any priority at all. Mm-hmm. And Brook Road itself, other than if we have to do something to bring it up to quote-unquote snuff to be able to be plowed and taken care of, because it's not going to be done until next year. I thought we were all on the same page with that after the last meeting.
I think that would be our priorities.
Yep.
As long as we can get those jobs done in that order this year. If they can't get the bridge or whatever they have to put in on the Bennett Road.
It's just one of the aluminum culverts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if they can't, we can't leave that priority number one and not do anything else all summer if they can't get what we need to get it done.
Right, but the idea was that was the
priority,
and that and from an engineering standpoint, they've got to essentially engineer it and then have the people manufacture the aluminum,
so
whatever you call it.
If that didn't happen until next April, we could get this one done over here or this one done here, I guess, is what I'm saying.
The one by Mike's place doesn't mean anything. To waste any time at all on that one, I don't understand.
You're going to put a hammer on this bridge down here if we do that Briggs Road first.
I'm sorry?
You're going to put an awful hammer on this bewildered mess down here
if
you open up that Briggs Road first.
Do you know how long it actually took them to put in that one on the road?
That's another. A lot of people, that's the way they go, right across and over to Concord.
Right. You're saying once they get this other bridge fixed first, and they're going to start?
Yeah, if we don't, it's going to be a hammer.
We only got wood in this bridge down here, skidded bridges.
It's stout, but it's not
it's
forever.
Stout is right.
It's not forever. So, something to think about. Once you open that Ridge Road, there's some traffic coming across here.
We don't want to get, I mean, what's the deal with the Brook Road over here, the Brook Road, if we don't get that done before winter? Are we going to be in trouble on that again or what?
We shouldn't be.
Damn thing down for winter if we don't get
we shouldn't be
it.
Because we shouldn't have to make it accessible for the Linden people. They should be able to get out their own way.
Right.
Well, that's going to run headlong into...
I want to make that clear with Logan before winter. That's my only...
District 7 guy said that we had to do something with it last year, that we had absolutely no intentions of doing anything with it. Because we had to, so we did.
We had to, yeah.
Right. He's not going to let up on that aspect of it. So if we have to still improve it a little to make it more easily plowable or drainage.
Right.
I mean.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess we're just going to have to go and see what this stuff's going to. I don't know what this shit's going to cost yet. I don't know.
Right.
Right.
You know, I don't know how deep we want to get into the hole here and with everything until we kind of figure out what stuff's going to cost from Bridge 1 and Bridge 2. I don't know. That's the only thing I'm concerned about.
We can look. You can't leave any part of that.
To what? To try and decide what to fix or what not to fix, depending upon how much money we have?
Yeah, this whole money thing's got me a little, you know. I don't want to go into fucking $3 million in debt in town. And, you know, we got to get the money somewhere. Eventually, but when is what my concern is. You know.
Well, if the bridge culvert, whatever, is fixed, then it's subject to reimbursement.
Right, but we have to pay the contractor. We got to be able to guarantee the contractor will. We have the money to pay him when he had done.
Correct. That's what scares me.
And we can't say, well, we're going to pay you when FEMA pays us.
Right.
Because they ain't going to do the job.
No. We already know that because we already... Paige Winter said friggin' 6 months ago or whatever.
That's why I've been hammering this Peter Welch's office.
It'd be nice to get some money and say, here, here's your invoices for what this cost.
And I told the guy, I said, we're not asking you to give us any money. I said, well, we are. But I said, give us $3 million, we'll give it back to you.
Mm-hmm.
But we just need it in the account so we can pay for stuff as we go, and we'll give it back to you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not, we're not taking anything. Yeah, I guess I didn't think of it like that. So I'll say hammer
London on
them.
That's kind of what the bond bank is. It's like state money that they loan out for a bit and then take back.
Linden's up to $15 million.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we got under $1 million from that bond bank, right?
Well, when I did that Teams meeting with a few different people after my complaint email. He said he thought he could bump it up to a million because it was what, like
865 something.
But we can't access it until we have invoices to submit.
Right.
So hopefully their process with invoice submission goes really quickly, because we don't want contractors waiting on money.
So that money that Keith's trying to get right now is already spent, correct?
Yeah.
So that's gone. So whether he gets a check or not, that's gone. Right. So then we're back to $1 million from this bond bank to start over again. Is that correct? So that right now we've got pretty much $1 million. That's all we've got.
Yep. Minus $14,000
because
I'm going to submit that.
Right. Yeah. Okay. And 71 for whoever when he gets done. I don't know how long it's going to take him. He's going to want some money too at some point, I'm sure. Ruggles.
Yeah, I don't have anything yet, but as far as the payment schedule.
Right. He'll probably discuss that with us on Thursday. But as far as I can see, we got $1 million to play with right now, and that's what we got. And that first storm was. Money-wise, I'm not sure what we spent for money.
Yeah, I think it was like 70.
Yeah, so.
70-something, so we would have gotten like, maybe it was only 70, so we would have gotten like 56 or something, we figured. So we paid our town checking account back that, like 56,000. But
it'd be nice if we spent $1 million and knew we were going to get it back in a month to 2 months or something, so we could. But that ain't going to happen.
No.
So.
And we can't reuse those funds once they're paid back, that loan
right.
is done.
Correct. So,
but
we got
$1 million. As quickly as those opened up, they did like a fall round of funding through the bond bank and then a spring one. So maybe there will be another fall one. But
no, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
Getting pretty good at working with the bond bank, so we'll see.
I'd like to get, if that's all we can have for now, is $1 million. It'd be nice to get the two bridges done for $1 million.
Two highest priorities.
Yeah. Right. Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's what we got to spend, that's what we got to spend for this year.
And if that's the time, if that's the time that we have to do something in before we run out of, you know, not doing work in the middle of the winter,
right.
then... So be it. It's on hold until 26, which I think half some of the schedule stuff that they were talking about in that letter was into 26.
I think once he gets done with his engineering stuff on that over there and this bridge here, and then we can kind of get a cost of what this is going to cost, it would be a great help to know what we got left from there and
right.
see where we want to proceed from there.
Unless I guess that'll be the point of discussion on Thursday is priorities and, you know, approximately how long, whatever. I mean, from what we've heard so far, 8 weeks is a minimum on any of those aluminum things. And by now, that's probably stretched out more than that.
Mm-hmm.
But don't know unless... Somebody's asking or finding out, and we don't have the specs to do that yet. So
I'm hoping, is that Lindenville, John, is that Brook Road open up to the Linden side?
Mm-hmm.
It's all set up, put trucks on all the way up to our line and up through?
Yeah, they're just waiting for guardrails right
now. Huh?
They're just waiting to do guardrails right now.
Gotcha.
Yeah. They're still hauling top coat up there.
Yep.
Major Underwood.
Because we still have to have that H&H study on that bottom culvert before we can even go anywhere.
Well, I was just thinking trucking material-wise for that first bridge. Best way to come
to get it there as opposed to coming through
Beachburg
up the hill.
If not, you got Burlington Bridge Road, and then you've got, and then they got to turn around back down. So I'm hoping they could use that Brook Road to come up through. And that's the biggest spot is on that side, so they're going to want to come up to that other side.
I was going to say, because they've been hauling tandems and triaxles up through there right along.
They go down the hill, make a loop.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Has anyone requested the H&H for Brook Road yet?
I don't know if Keith mentioned that to Logan or not. Keith Wooster.
I believe it.
I thought he did.
That was in motion.
I think it.
Because Logan said it'd be what?
Do you want me to email Logan tomorrow and see if he?
Prior to Thursday, probably.
Won't hurt him.
Won't hurt.
So if we spend $1 million and we get reimbursed for $1 million, we start again, right? That's what you're saying?
Yeah, you can't roll
right.
it over.
Right.
So just because you pay it back don't mean now you.
Right. So then we got to get funding from that point on
right.
again.
Right.
Right. Either bond bank or.
And the taxpayer won't be out no huge thing once we get our money and pay that off. Should we put a donation thing out to the town curb?
GoFundMe.
GoFundMe page, yeah.
Never know. Well, hopefully you'll get somewhere with this guy.
I don't know. They're good to talk to, but I'd rather talk to him face to face.
Right.
Rather than on the phone. You can tell me if I'm on the phone. Mm. I can't reach out and grab you around the throat.
Yeah. Right. Well, just make
but
it
But he's
hard.
Been, at both of us, I've had three people call me from his office. Three different people.
Really? The rest of the roads are pretty good for the summer, John.
I sent a message. I wrote Becca Ballant. I sent her office a message, and I sent Peter Welch's office a message. She didn't answer nothing.
Nothing.
But Peter Welch's office got back to mm-hmm. me like five times now. So.
Send Becca one more. Thanks for your help.
All right, well, anyway.
Okay. So, next regular scheduled select board meeting is Monday, July 7th, 6 p.m.
July 4th is a weekend, huh?
And we'll be here Thursday morning at 8:15.
Yep.
Yep.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So moved.